My first experience at the charcoal grill. I've had a lot of experience over the years watching my dad at our homemade barbecue pit. I've never had the experience of doing the actual prep and cooking until now. I'm taking on the grill and prepping some kebabs using charcoal and wood. This is my first attempt at cooking on the charcoal grill without any help. Learn what worked and what didn't work for me, a 20-year-old who tackles the fire. Selecting my menu. In deciding on a menu and given that it is the hot summer in the East, I went with kebabs. Shrimp and chicken were selected as proteins and an assortment of vegetables plus pineapple for sweet. I purchased fresh deveined shrimp to cut down on some prep time. After washing the shrimp, I laid them out on paper towels and pat dry with additional paper towels. To get a good char on the shrimp, I've read how important it is to get as much water out of the shrimp. Something I learned after. I should have sprinkled a little kosher salt to aid the water removal. For my chicken, I purchased chicken breasts with the skin already removed and cut these into cubes, trying to keep all the pieces the same size for even cooking. Protein preparation. I wanted a little spice to the menu, so I elected to use Cajun seasoning on my shrimp. I made sure every piece was coated well. Something I learned after. If I had prepared these even a few hours earlier, I could have had sealed them in the storage bag and let them really infuse the flavor. For my chicken cubes, I marinated in a simple preparation of Italian salad dressing. This protein I did marinate overnight. Other preparation. I decided to incorporate more traditional items for my kebabs, like tomato, pepper, mushroom, and pineapple. I do a simple wash of the vegetables, then cut peppers and pineapple into even pieces big enough to be skewered. Button mushrooms are left whole, as are my small tomato rounds. I make sure everything is at the ready to make assembly easy. I think this step in the kebab making was relatively easy to manage. Kebab assembly. As you can see, I did a bit of variation to my assembly process for the kebabs. I did mix my vegetables and fruit on a single skewer, as well as my two proteins. Something I learned after. I should have first oiled the skewer to ensure ease in removal of food items once cooked. I should also have made skewers with the same food item on them so I could control the timing each item takes to cook. So next time, I will have full skewers of mushroom caps, full skewers of peppers, full skewers of shrimp, etc. Charcoal barbecue setup. My barbecue is an open pit style hearth level, hand built by my dad. When cooking, we generally use charcoal or charwood with wood chunks and chips for flavor. Today, I went with sugar maple chunks, double fillet size, for the kebabs. I learned the importance of starting a chimney starter of charcoal first to be sure all the coals are hot before they go into the charcoal area of my pit. Something I learned after. If your grill is in a safe area, you can start the chimney starter while preparing the food items so by the time you get everything prepped, the coals are hot and ready to go. Once my embers are burning red and starting to gray over, it's time to pour them into the chimney brazier. My pit will hold about 6 pounds of charcoal. Once the charcoal is in, I add my sugar maple wood chunks for flavor to the kebabs. Something I learned after. I should have laid a bed of unlit coals in the charcoal brazier. That way I could be sure to have enough heat for the entire cooking process, and I would have had a chance to use the hot embers later for other cooking. Time to grill. With my grilling grates in place, it's time to add the foods. I ended up putting a series of skewers on the grates, trying not to crowd the grates. I did cook some of the chicken and shrimp off of the skewers to give my guests options for just extra protein. Something I learned after. I really didn't give much thought to the cooking time of each item, so some things were cooking faster and drying out before others. Shrimp cooks faster than chicken, so lesson learned, chicken needs to go on first. Plus, I need to brush with marinade or oil to keep things moist. Lessons learned. For my first ever effort at making kebabs on the charcoal pit, I was pleased with the results. Without question, the sugar maple chunks from Smokin' Licious added to the great flavor. I was amazed at just how little wood it took to impart that smoky quality to the foods. I learned quite a bit along the way. My sequence of adding items to the grill needs to change. My longer cook items like chicken, peppers, and mushrooms need to go on first. That's where having skewers made with just one of the ingredients will come in handy. Pineapple, tomato, and shrimp certainly take less time. I also need to keep a basting brush and a cup at the grill so I can coat the food items either with marinade or oil to keep the moisture locked in the food. Toasting marshmallow and peanut butter cups more. A great way to use the hot embers left over when your main dish cooking is done is a simple dessert. Nothing shouts summer and fun like a s'more. Graham cracker and peanut butter cups and marshmallow fired in the hot embers. Oh, so yummy good. I hope you've enjoyed this first-time griller's experience at the charcoal grill. Leave a comment and subscribe to us so we can keep bringing you innovative tips, techniques, and recipes on working with wood for cooking, grilling, and smoking.